On this day, July 21st, 1588, an enormous sea battle begins, which has been called the opening event in the history of the United States. I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. Spain ruled the seas at the beginning of the 1500s. Her ships explored more of the New World than any other nation, and they were carrying back to Spain the spoils of gold, silver, and precious stones. All the other nations longed for those they never found, but Spain, they found them in abundance. Now, there was only one problem. Spain was spending all those riches that they had found to fund their wars, defending their American colonies. And then Spain's power began to decline. One problem was a change in the Spanish people themselves in the home country. They envied their colonial brethren in Mexico and Peru, who were becoming rich really quick, and well, they wanted to get rich quick too. And they lost patience with the slow gains that come from farming and manufacturing, and they resorted to speculation. Never a good idea. Well, the English took advantage of that. They took up the neglected industries that Spain had left behind, and they took them up and sold to Spain's former customers and made a pretty good buck doing it. Well, as the Spanish grew weaker, the English sea captains grew bolder. By the mid-1500s, English captains started to intercept Spanish ships carrying riches from the New World to Spain, and they plundered them. And the English did this even though the two countries were at peace. Now, today we'd condemn such behavior. We'd call them pirates and all kinds of other names. But in those days, when the English buccaneers arrived in their home ports with the stolen spoils, they were welcomed by the sovereigns when the people praised them as heroes. Unfortunately, that's how it was back then. Well, these pirating ventures cost Spain wealth, while at the same time sharpened the war skills of the English sailors. Now we have to mention a little bit about the Netherlands, because they're part of the story. They were a successful maritime nation at this time, and for years they were under the harsh control of Spain. And finally, in 1567, they grew tired of it and rebelled, and the war was both political and religious. The Dutch were Protestants, so Queen Elizabeth of England decided to back them. And the war lasted 40 years, which eventually ended with the independence of the Netherlands. Well, Spain now had to fight two maritime nations as well as protect her colonies and ships carrying her riches. So Spain decided that, hey, we're going to have to wipe these English out with one massive blow. So in 1588, Philip II, King of Spain, sent an enormous fleet, which was considered invincible. Now, Pope Sixtus V blessed the Spanish attack, calling it the Enterprise of England. Well, the Pope saw the war as a means of bringing the wayward Protestants back into the Catholic fold, so he was all for it. Now, remember, back then, people were all right with just wars over religion. It was just a-okay with most of them. So the Armada took off with the Pope's blessing on a partially religious war. Well, the Grand Armada, consisting of 132 ships, 3,000 cannons, and over 20,000 men, made its way up the English Channel in a 7-mile crescent moon formation. Must have been impressive. And many thought that the English would now lose their liberties. However, England wasn't cowering. They were getting ready. They prepared a welcoming party. So the English assembled a fleet under Lord Howard of Effingham, with Sir Francis Drake as vice admiral. Now, their fleet was smaller than the Grand Armada, for sure, but they had better captains and a more nimble fleet. The Grand Armada reached the southern coast of England on July 19, 1588, and the English had a strategy. They gathered to the west of the Armada to cut off any retreat, while they were going to use tactics that would wear out the Armada with a prolonged fight. And here's how it went. On this day, July 21st, 1588, the English opened fire on the Grand Armada. Now, their tactic was a nuisance to the Spanish. The English would make a sudden dash on the Spanish fleet, cause damage, and then sail back beyond the reach of the Spanish guns. Well, the tactic worked. The Spanish were defeated and driven through the Strait of Dover into the North Sea, where their doom was sealed. They had to take the long way home, sailing around England and Scotland into the Atlantic Ocean. And when they came near the Orkney Islands, fierce storms arose, sending more ships to the bottom of the sea. So they not only lost to the English guns, they lost to the storms of the sea, and thousands of soldiers perished. A historian from the 19th century, John Fisk, called this the opening event in the history of the United States. This was one of the greatest defeats in human history, with far-reaching results. This battle marked the end of Spain's dominion of the sea. New England was now the queen of the seas, and she could explore them unhindered, which ultimately led to the founding of the American colonies in the New World.